I'm here with Robbie from Rebellion. You've brought two games with you to EGX. Do you want to give the elevator pitch for both?
Yeah, it's quite exciting for us. We've got old IP and new IP, which is a nice little balance. So Rogue Trooper Redux is our remaster of the 2006 game.
It's behind us over here.
I love saying, oh, you must remember Rogue Trooper, and everyone goes, sorry. What was that again? Rogue Warrior? It's like, no, Rogue Trooper. It's based on 2000 AD's comic. We also own 2000 AD. It was doing cover shooting and third-person kind of tactical shooting before Gears of War and Uncharted and that kind of thing. It's a lot of fun, and we wanted to update it for kind of modern consoles. And so that's all kind of exciting to bring that back. And then we're also here with Strange Brigade behind you. And this is our new IP. It's a third-person shooter set in the 1930s. 1 to 4 players, a bit of humour thrown in. Lots of fun, and really happy to be showing it to people at EGX.
So Strange Brigade actually is a co-op game, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, well, you can play solo. It's got a campaign, and it's definitely a game that will be fun on your own. But as with a lot of these kind of games, bringing friends is always the best option.
And is there, I think it's 4 different characters. How many different characters?
Yes, so the Strange Brigade in the demo that you're playing here are 4 characters. The Strange Brigade in the lore could be as many as you want, and you know, we're thinking about how many characters we want in the game. The characters will be very distinct. They're from different parts of the world. They've got different special powers and potentially different weapons loadouts. There's a few balancing things we've still got to go through, and our designers are still working on some new mechanics, but we want the game to be fun with whichever character you have. And you know, you could play with 4 of one, or you could play all individually as different characters, and hopefully you'll have a great time.
What are you actually doing in the game? So I've seen there's like a horde sort of. Are these zombies? Are we calling them zombies or undead?
Some of them are mummies. Yeah, mummies, certainly okay. Undead. Yeah. So the game is a combination of exploration, a little bit of puzzle solving, and then some nice meaty arcade combat. Compared to, say, the Sniper Elite games that we've done, it's a lot more up close. It's a lot more, I guess, friendly for new players to the game. So a lot of people are jumping in, and you'll get the feel of the mechanics pretty quickly.
How did you come up with the setting? I mean, you said the mummy. Well, you said mummies, but I don't know if like the mummy or Indiana Jones or these things are inspirations. Do you have any inspirations
for
the game?
Well, yeah, many, but we actually share the same inspirations as films like The Mummy and Indiana Jones, which is kind of 1930s, 40s serials and adventures. You know, back then when you had radio shows and the first kind of films where you had these hilarious narrators kind of over
of course,
the top,
yeah.
Almost Pathé style. I know Pathé's a bit older than that, but if you listen to the VO in the game, it's really funny. It's commentating on what you're doing, and it pokes fun at the British Empire quite a lot as well, and our kind of stuffy old attitudes at the time where we thought we were the best and we were the ones exploring all these places. But it's very much fictional. It's a fun 1930s setting. You're taking on an army of the undead unleashed by a witch queen. It's all fun.
What's the release? Am I understanding it's in early access already, or is...
No, it's we haven't decided on the kind of release schedule or whether we'll do early access, that kind of thing yet. So we're just going to have to say coming soon for now.
Coming soon. And what about Rogue Trooper? Actually, there is a date behind
Yeah, so Rogue Trooper, we're very excited about, because while the build here says beta, it is finished. The game is finished, which
it's
is exciting. It's coming out on the 17th of October. On Xbox, on PlayStation 4, on PC, and it will be coming very soon to Switch.
Soon to Switch, okay.
As close as possible to launch, just got to wait for a couple of things. Development started a little bit after on Switch, so we're just trying to catch up, but we're hoping it's going to be as soon as possible.
What kind of updates have you made to the game from the old one?
So the first thing you'll obviously notice are the visuals. Almost everything has had a huge upgrade or been completely remade. The characters are all new. The Rogue Trooper model, for example, now matches his traditional look from the 70s and 80s comic, where he's got skinny jeans rather than the kind of 90s thing that was going on. The 2000s thing that was going on when the game came out. The weapons are all remodeled. The vehicles are all remodeled. There's a whole lot of new lighting and dynamic stuff going on. But the main thing is, for me at least, as somebody who plays a lot of Gears of War, an update to the controls. So you've now got a nice over-the-shoulder look with the left trigger. You've got new difficulty modes. There's a bunch of little tweaks just to make it better. It is still the same game, though. We're not trying to trick people to think this is a completely new remake. It's only going to be £20 as well when it comes out. So I think it's a nice little proposition for people who remembered the game.
Picked up on some of the ease of use innovations that have happened since, I guess, then, if you're changing the over...
Yeah, and like the cover system, for example, back then when it was quite... quite pioneering. I mean, it wasn't the first cover shooter. I think Killstrain? I can't remember the name of the game now.
Oh,
that's it, Killswitch. Sorry, that was definitely a game that influenced a lot of games like us and Gears. But we were out before many of those titles. And the cover system in the original game is a little bit clunky now. So now you've got a kind of dynamic automated system where you go into cover if you push forward on the stick, and makes things a lot easier.
Strange Brigade, what platforms is that coming to?
So that is similar to Road Trooper, but without the Switch at the moment. Xbox, and funnily enough, actually, it's playing in 4K on the Xbox One X at the moment on the stand here. Coming to PlayStation 4, of course, and of course PS4 Pro,
yep.
And PC.
And the PC, okay. Where can people find out more about the games?
So RogueTrooper.com or StrangeBrigade.com are good places to start. Follow Rebellion on Twitter. And if you're at EGX, come down, give it a look, and we'll hopefully be at more shows next year as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Robbie.
All right, thank you.